I'm John. Hi,
Mr. President. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Two things. First, I want to thank you for your statements you made about the governors. I'm glad I got one friend left.
More than one.
I thought it was a mighty fine statement, and I appreciate it very, very much. I didn't want you to think I just overlooked it. Number two, spent the night with Lincoln Gordon and Sam Benowitz. They just came back from Mexico, and they bring you greetings from the president, but I asked them to get in touch with you about this whole Latin America picture. They've covered most of the countries, I think all but a couple of them, Ecuador and Bolivia, and they're pleased with the situation generally. They're particularly pleased with Carilla Flores and Diaz Ordaz and what they said to them and so forth. And they think that the summit's going to come off in good shape. They pretty well got an agenda, pretty well agreed upon, pretty well decided that it's not going to be a place to express your envies or jealousies or to demagogue or campaign, although I'm always concerned about any governor's or president's conference either. But the name of it was that just surprisingly enthusiastic reception from Diaz Ordaz on the conference itself. And a few months ago, and he and I talked, he had grave doubts, and he and I agreed we'd explore it very carefully. But he's a very strong for it now. I told them to get with you at the earliest opportunity and try to get some suggestions from you and make a direct report to you and to Fulbright and to Morris, as chairman of Latin Freddy. I've been working on the budget. My estimates of revenue are going down each day, and I'm speaking to you in confidence. Our expenditures, we are working on them as best we can. We've got big problems. I would say offhand that the defense looks like it'll be about $75 billion. The health, education, and welfare looks like it'll be from 11 to 12. The interest will be about 14 and a quarter. The space will be down about $300 million, but be about 5.3. Depending on pay increases, that's about another billion. The foreign economic assistance, we had $24.75 last year in expenditures just for the economic part of it. We're figuring about the same this year. The poverty program, we had in expenditures $1 billion the first year and $1.5 billion last year, $1.561 billion. We haven't decided where we'll go there yet. Shriver wants to leave, and he's talking about running for governor of Illinois and other things, and I don't know what's going to happen there. He doesn't like the Congress cutting him $150 million, and he thinks that the president ought to have done something about it when they did, and I did the best I could to get my budget level, but I didn't want to go above it. And when the House found out that you couldn't get over 26 votes in the Senate to raise it, they just cut it another $150 million, and that's what they got for trying to increase the budget. And that House, I think, is going to cut it this year if we're not awfully careful. The total runs on estimates roughly today about 119, and on expenditures between 140 and 143, depending on whether you allow for pay raise, so forth. McNamara's coming tomorrow. The Joint Chiefs asked for 94. He's cut them down to about 80, and he's going to try to get it under 75. I don't know whether he'll be able to or not. If he does, this will come down some. But we're roughly looking at a $20 billion deficit. The economists are quite mixed on taxes. A good many of them say that you can pass a tax bill and get less revenue than you did without it, because autos are going down, housing's going down, there's a good many soft spots. And although we put 3 million people to work last year, $2,000,009. This year, we might increase our unemployment if we did have a tax increase. And 60 days ago, everybody recommended it. There's nobody recommending it now. So we just have to look at it very cautiously and very carefully. Now, one of the final figures I wanted to give you on our elections that they're giving so much hell about, just so you'd have it in your mind. I've got in front of me an article from a professor of Long Island University at Brookville, New York. And he points up these facts, that in off-year elections, when there's been a landslide in the presidential year, there's usually a landslide the other way. He points out that there's really been only about four substantial landslides in our times. In 34, Roosevelt, in 20, Harding, won 60.3% of the popular vote. In 22, he lost 76 seats. Mm. In 36, Roosevelt won 60.8% of the popular vote. 2 years later, his party lost 70 seats. In 64, LBJ won 69.5% of the popular vote. 2 years later, his party lost 47 seats. I believe in 1958, Eisenhower, 56, had a big victory. 58, he lost 47 seats.
That's right.
There are four, Harding, Roosevelt, Eisenhower, and Johnson. Our percentage of loss was much below any of theirs.
They had fewer members.
And that's right. And our percentage of loss was much lower. First of all, we elected 22 of our 44 freshmen that we had picked up from Republican districts. We didn't have them.
Yep.
And the other half we couldn't hold when Romney was carrying the state 62%. We couldn't hold when Rhodes was carrying the state by a million votes. Those two men cost us 10 seats.
Sure.
10 freshmen, 22. That we lost came from those two states. Then California lost us three, and then a good many southern states like Virginia and these other places. So that is the story, and they want to lay it on to somebody, but Ed Muskie had a pretty good, you had a hell of a good statement. Ed Muskie had a good statement. Our trouble is we have nobody answering them. I don't think I ought to answer them.
No.
But these governors want to take charge of all the programs.
That's right.
And we have done a lot. They want to take us, raise the taxes, and give them the money. Now, we've given it to them in education. The health, education, welfare, which is stuff that they match, will get nearly $12 billion. When I came into office, it was getting $7.
That's right.
So they're getting $5 billion just in health and education.
What about the other programs?
They're getting it and other things, but they want us to give them the money, let them run it like they want to. And we would be murdered if we did that.
That's right. I agree with you.
But I just wanted to, I don't want to bother you. I just wanted to give you those figures and give you a little memo. I'm looking forward to meeting with you and your group. I'll go over the State of the Union with you just as soon as I get it a little better shape.
Fine.
Generally speaking, we're going to, this is all confidential, and I hope you'll treat this call that way.
Yes,
but generally speaking, we're going to have a good deal on crime, what we can do there that's not too costly, a good deal for children that's not too costly, doesn't involve new stuff, a good deal on Social Security that is in line with what we promised in a platform and what we promised last year. And we submitted a message to Congress that wasn't in the Democratic platform.
Yep. That's right.
I think all of them remember that they ran on the platform, and it's all right for them to vote against it, it's all right for them to cut it. But between our platform and Republicans, they took ours. And these damn governors, if they didn't want to run on it, they ought to go out of the way and let somebody else do it.
That's right. And they're looking in their own backyards, too.
That's exactly right. That's it. Well, you see, I told them that as far as this damn thing as Missouri is concerned, I ain't losing any seats in Missouri. I don't know what he's been aching about. What he's mad about is anyone like Stu Symington made his point about the party, and he won the party. And I don't listen to the soldiers. the senators or the governors. I can go to the governor of my state's matters and help because you're going to name some judges. I can't run the senator, it's got to confirm them. I'm in New Jersey. I can't follow the governor, I've got to follow the senator. Else I can't name anybody.
That's right.
And I think our senators ought to be told that in advance, the first meeting you can, that the governors are raising hell. But the two of them raising John King up in New Hampshire, and he's got a little personal problem. He was running Bobby for vice president.
Uh-huh.
And I had to stop him, and this one's from Missouri. But they didn't lose it. They didn't have any sweeps. And King won, and I won not. And they didn't lose the seat in Missouri, so I don't know what those two are raising hell about. Goodman is raising hell in Virginia about civil rights. Well, I think maybe we have done all we ought to do in civil rights, but I can't stop these niggers from marching.
Not at all.
And I'll see you in a few days and know that I love you, and I primarily just wanted to wish you a happy Christmas and a good new year, and thank you for what you've said, because I appreciate it every time you take somebody on for me.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and our best to you and Lady Bird and the family.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Take care of yourself.
If you've got any suggestions on anything in the message, I'm always happy to have them.
Thank you, sir.
Now, are you going to go out there this year?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Well, I want you sometime to go to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
I thought this was a good movie made this letter day before yesterday, didn't you?
Very good. They've asked me about it, and I said it was your letter.
Well, we did. I came down there the other night and told him that I thought that we ought to, before we came out to see you, that we ought to do one or two things. We either ought to write a letter direct to Utah, or he ought to get up and raise a lot more hell up there to show them that we weren't the ones that were keeping them out of the United Nations and letting them settle it, and we weren't the ones refusing to come to the table, and we weren't the ones that were objecting to a ceasefire.
Sure.
They can have a ceasefire in 5 minutes if they're willing to cease themselves.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, okay, Mr. President.
Thank you.